In this bulletin, ASIO warns a terrorist attack is likely in the next 12 months. Scott Morrison urges Australians to remain calm following the death of two men who received COVID vaccinations. And Australia's Olympic team welcomes stricter coronavirus protocols for the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia's top intelligence chief says a terrorist attack is anticipated in the next 12 months. ASIO boss Mike Burgess has told a parliamentary inquiry the caseload involving racist supremacist groups has risen from 33% to 40%. And he says the number one concern of security agencies is Sunni-based violent extremism.
If you look at our current caseload, we still think that Sunni-based violent extremism is the major concern. However, given the growth that we've seen in nationalist and racist violent extremism, we anticipate there will be a terrorist attack in this country in the next 12 months, and it can come from either ideology, and therefore, for me, it doesn't really matter because they're both capable of actually conducting acts of violence, and that's where we focus.
Scott Morrison has urged Australians to remain calm over reports the deaths of two men may have been linked to coronavirus vaccinations. No link has yet been found between their deaths and their vaccinations. A 55-year-old man died in a Tamworth hospital last week, and a 71-year-old man who had existing medical conditions died in Sydney. Speaking to Darwin radio station Mix 104.9, Mr. Morrison says the Therapeutic Goods Administration needs to be allowed to do its job and provide advice on all adverse reactions.
They went through a no-corners-cut process of assessing the vaccines in Australia, and their investigators move on these issues very quickly. So I think what's important when we talk about these issues, let's allow the medical facts to be established and let's make decisions based on facts.
The Australian government has been accused of potentially violating international law by forcibly separating parents from their children because they're refugees who sought asylum by boat. In a new report, the Human Rights Law Centre says one method the government is using denies permanent residents who arrive by boat from reuniting with their families by endlessly deprioritising their visa applications. A ministerial direction orders that applications for family reunification by those who arrive by boat be given the lowest processing priority. Senior lawyer with the Human Rights Law Centre, Josephine Langbian, has told SBS News the policy has resulted in great suffering.
We're working with one family who is desperate to bring his children to safety in Australia to live with him after their mother sadly passed away while she was waiting for her visa to Australia. And these families are missing the opportunity to build a life together. Children are growing up without their fathers or their mothers, and those families will never get those years of their lives back.
The Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's office has been contacted for comment. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has emphasised the May 11 budget will be focused on driving down unemployment, pledging to avoid a sharp pivot towards austerity. In his last speech before the budget is handed down, Mr. Frydenberg says the focus will be on growing the economy in order to stabilise and reduce debt.
The unemployment rate is not comfortably below 6%. Our international borders remain largely closed. Australia is experiencing the lowest population growth in a century. For these reasons, we remain firmly in the first phase of our economic and fiscal strategy. We will not move to the second phase of our fiscal strategy until we are confident that we have secured our economic recovery.
The Tokyo Olympic Committee has welcomed extra COVID-19 testing protocols for the Tokyo Games. Newly announced protocols will mean athletes are tested daily, while Games participants won't be allowed to take public transport. Australia's chef de mission, Ian Chesterman, says he's happy with the measures.
We certainly welcome the additional testing. We will now have two lots of testing in the last 96 hours before we arrive into Japan. We'll be tested on arrival in Japan, and we'll be tested many times throughout our village stay. I think it's important that we have that extra level of testing, and I think that gives our athletes confidence that when we get into the Olympic Village, which becomes our bubble, it will be a safe environment for us to operate in.
Well, now tomorrow's weather: Perth, a possible early storm and 20 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 26. The same for Melbourne, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 22. Sydney and Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Showers for Brisbane, 24. The same for Cairns, 28. And Darwin, less humid and sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.